Thousands of migrants and refugees are reported stranded at the border between Greece and Macedonia. Doctors Without Borders says these include many elderly or disabled people, pregnant women, and young children. The Medical Aid Group, also known as MSF, says the migrants and refugees are in shrubby forests near the Greek village of Idomeni. The vast majority have fled violence and conflict in Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Some sub-Saharan Africans have also been taking the route through the Balkans to reach other parts of Europe. Constance Tyson is the MSF Humanitarian Affairs Officer in Greece. She says the organization has medical teams in Idomeni.
We chose the place because we realized end of last year and beginning of this year that a lot of people who arrive in the Greek islands, coming from Turkey by sea or by land, cross Greece and try to cross into Macedonia. So they cross Greece by foot, and they continue their journey onwards through the Balkans to try to reach their final destination, let's say in Western Europe.
Last week, MSF reported a huge increase in the number of migrants and refugees coming to the village. Tyson gives two reasons why.
The number of people arriving in the islands in Greece has increased tremendously over the past months, but also linked to the fact that the Macedonian police has reinforced its patrols on the border, so it's harder for people to leave Greece and to cross into Macedonia. So we went from seeing around 300 people every day in our consultations in May to now seeing 1,000, 1,500 people staying in the forest there at the border.
Medical personnel have treated many people in Idomeni for respiratory tract infections, skin infections, and gastrointestinal problems.
Also, one of the things we really see a lot at the borders are people with bleeding or wounded feet. And this is directly a result of the fact that they are not allowed to take public or private transportation in the north of Greece, close to the border with Macedonia. So they leave the second biggest town in Greece, which is Thessaloniki in the north. And from there onwards, they have to walk for 2 days to reach the border.
It's a 64-kilometer trek from Thessaloniki to Idomeni. MSF is providing psychological support as well. Tyson says people have become more agitated and frustrated as Macedonia increases its police presence at the border. Some migrants and refugees say they have been pushed and shouted at by police. Shots have also been fired in the air to frighten people away from the border. While migrants and refugees have gathered in the forest around the Greek village, Tyson says there's little for them there.
People are staying in the forest. There's nothing in terms of shelter, so they really sleep outside, whatever the weather. And there's no provision of food that's organized except some solidarity networks from the neighboring villages organizing from time to time, food distributions, clothes distributions, and so on.
Doctors Without Borders is adding to that with blankets, energy bars, hygiene kits, and water stations. MSF also has medical teams in Serbia. Those that make it that far often have scabies and lice. The group's project manager in Idomeni, Antonis Rigas, says it's absurd how people who are fleeing war and violence are forced to risk their lives in countries that are able to ensure their protection. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, reports that more than 4 million people have now fled the Syrian conflict. It's the world's single largest refugee crisis. Many of the Syrian refugees are in Turkey, and thousands of them are now heading for the Balkans. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.